I'm not one of those folks that plans to die at my desk or die on the job. I have other things in life, my wife and I both, that we want to pursue when we're not putting in 40, 50 hours a week at work.
One of the items on Brown's honey-do list is a trip abroad.
My wife has been after me for some time to take her to Italy. So I imagine that's going to be number one on the list. Just time to start checking some of those other life list boxes off, some of the things that we want to do.
Brown joined the Park Service in 1975 while still in college in his native Colorado. Prior to Gulf Islands, he served at 11 different national parks in Hawaii, Death Valley, California, and Olympic National Park in Washington State, among others. He came to Ginz in 2010, just after the Deepwater Horizon explosion and oil spill.
Normally, when the regional director calls to offer someone a superintendent's job, they give them 6 to 8 weeks to move, sell their house, and so forth. I received the call on a Friday, and the regional director said, I'll meet you there on Tuesday. The oil was hovering just offshore, and the oil washed ashore exactly 7 days after I got here.
It was, he says, a time that was interesting, challenging, and subsequently rewarding.
I have a hard time finding a lot of positives about a natural disaster as big as the Deepwater Horizon, but BP did step up, and our beaches look great today. They're pretty darn clean. You'd be hard-pressed to find remnants of the oil spill today, and of course, the money that's been made available for restoration projects has been very helpful in many ways, too.
Gulf Islands is the largest national seashore in the United States, 160 miles from end to end. Half lies in Florida, the other half in Mississippi. Brown says the two portions are very much different from each other.
In Florida here, most of it is road accessible, and so we have more infrastructure and a lot more visitors. And over in Mississippi, the barrier islands are between 7 to 11 or 12 miles off the mainland, and so they're only accessible by boat.
One of the higher profile events at Gulf Islands during Dan Brown's tenure is the establishment of the ferry service using BP proceeds, serving the park, Pensacola Beach, and the city of Pensacola.
Hurricane Sally kind of caught the community off guard. It was supposed to come ashore further to the west, and it just kept creeping, inching further east and ended up getting us.
The service is now in limbo after Hurricane Sally heavily damaged the ferries, Turtle Runner and Pelican Perch, which are now undergoing repairs in Bayou La Batre, Alabama. They're due back in service by spring. Work on the piers is also underway.
Our ferry pier out at Fort Pickens looks like it got hit by one of those Skanska barges. We can't prove that, but there's a huge section right out of the middle that was just broken out. Escambia County and the Santa Rosa Island Authority are working on rebuilding their pier out at Quietwater Beach as well. The city's dock was damaged, but they were able to get it back operable within just a week or so.
Besides the ferries, the seashore has also undergone numerous construction upgrades during Brown's tenure in both Florida and Mississippi, including acquisition of state parks. In many cases, those facilities were up to 65 years old and beyond repair.
We have been using the fee money from entrance fees and camping fees. We're allowed to retain about 80% of that money, and Congress tells it has to be used for infrastructure that supports visitor use of the parks. So we've replaced large percentage of our bathrooms. So we have had some construction, you bet.
When Brown departs on January 2nd, one portion of Gulf Islands he will not miss is having to deal with storm-vulnerable County Road 399.
The island is narrow, it's low-lying, made up 100% of sand and subject to storm overwash. And anytime you try to put asphalt or concrete or whatever, you put it right on sand and that sand washes out from underneath. Highway 399 is a hurricane evacuation route because of Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach and the two bridges. So we have to keep that road in some state of readiness.
Steve McCoy will see his title change from deputy to acting superintendent as the search begins for a permanent replacement.
We work very closely together, but generally divide duties. He kind of ramrods internal park operations, working with the park staff, and my job is to look big picture, long range, and deal externally with partners and congressional delegation and so forth. They are advertising right now for an interim superintendent.
Dan Brown is leaving just before Gulf Islands National Seashore celebrates its 50th anniversary next year. He and his wife, Karen, plan to continue living in the Pensacola area. Despite the park's birthday, he says it's simply time to go.
It's been a very long and eventful career, and I just think I've had enough fun, probably for several lifetimes.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.